Hello.
My first attempt went pretty good, but it cut off at the end, so I'm just gonna start all over. Anyways, I was just rambling about things in my dreams. What was I starting at? What was I doing? Oh, I got a phone call and I got distracted. Let's use game. Oh, so basically, I'm coloring a SpongeBob coloring book for adults. For grown-ups, very grown-ups, I should say. And I was talking about my dreams and rambling about what I could do if I wasn't afraid of everything. So, I'll just start all over. Basically, one of my goals and slash dreams slash things I want to do with my life is I want to work in video games. Just in any aspect, really. Desperation wants me to. My desperate side says I'll do anything to get into video games, but in reality, I'll just work super hard, I guess. What I'd like to do, well, particularly, but in particular, I'd like to host gaming events and conventions and provide gaming news. But working on video games, like either voicing characters, to writing the game, to designing the game, all appeal to me, but I really just want to talk about games more so I can make them, because making things gives me a lot of stress, I've found, and that I feel like I'm too much of a, this has to be perfect, that I never make anything. And plus deadlines are actually the worst. But yeah, I don't know why. I feel like it's really hard for me to say. It's hard to pinpoint where I got my interest in gaming from. I think I just had like a lot of friends who liked it. And I consume mostly gaming media since I watch Let's Plays literally every single day. Or Twitch or Mixer streams on the regular. I feel like it's not my calling, because I don't know if that's really it. But it's just something that I think about a lot. And it'll be cool to do it one day, if I do it. But if not, it's fine. On the topic of making things and how it scares me and how it's like stresses me out because I feel like I have to make everything perfect. I don't know where that came from. I think it came from. This is my therapy session, by the way, sorry. It came from my, like, I think growing up, my family unintentionally put this, like, oh, you're gonna be the artist and the smart one of the family. Or, like, they would, like, hype me the fuck up in regards to my art. And be like, you're gonna be an animator, you're gonna work at Disney and Pixar and this, that, and the third. And I felt like, I mean, it was one of those, I guess I wanna do this. Because, like, this is what people are acknowledging, this is what people are picking up about me. And so I was like, guess I wanna be an animator. Even though I actually really like animating and drawing, I just, not very, I'm not Pixar level, skill level, and just it was getting to my head, and I was doing things because people were acknowledging those things about me, and I felt like I guess I have to go for it. And so, like, I went to like an art school for like literally like a semester, and then I dropped out. Not even a semester, like a quarter. And it was just like awful. It was so much pressure because I know the reality of the moment I leave this school to graduate, I'd have to find a job, scare the crap out of me. And it was just like, I need so much time to adjust to things. And like, at that school, I think it would have been done like 3.5 years or something like that, which isn't a long time. To me, it's not. And so it was just, I felt like I couldn't improve at this pace I wanted to be good enough to get a job the moment I graduate. And I was like, I don't need this kind of overwhelming voice in the back of my head telling me I'm not going to be good enough when I'm finished at school. And I just wasn't vibing with it, and so I just left. So now, that was like 2 years ago, like 1.5 years ago. And now I'm just figuring out what the hell I want to do with myself. But I don't know, I feel like making art's more of a hobby than a career. I just want to have fun making things instead of feeling like I need to do this for a grade. So I'm slowly picking up brushes and markers and pencils again and letting go of the guilt of I haven't been drawing. I haven't been making things there. And it's just trying to find love in it. Because I really do miss making things. I just want to be conditioned that this is fun and that there's not a wrong way to make things. And that you don't have to show people it, and that this can be just for you. And that's okay. And so, one of the first things I started doing was coloring. And I told someone that I liked coloring, and then I just bought a coloring book, and then I got another one for Christmas. And I got markers, and I was like, I can color. You can't mess up coloring, because it's freedom of creative freedom, and I've been missing that. I've been missing being free and doing my own thing. Because all I do is work. I work at a pizza place, which is kind of fun, but it's like I'm stuck behind a line of food and I have to do what they tell me and put whatever toppings they want. And I have to be nice and I have to do it a certain way and do it at a certain speed. And that was just, and it's exhausting, and I'm not a people person, so having to pretend like, not pretend, just be engaging and not an asshole. And like not someone who just literally wants to be alone is hard. Not an asshole, I just don't have the patience at this point. It's really hard not to want to yell at someone for being super complicated and impatient. Anyways, I think that's all I want to use for this color. On to the next one. I'll use this weird, like, golden mustard yellow color. And this is gonna be the little signs. Excuse me. That's super cute. Hi, I'm single. And I think this is just gonna be the inside of the little signs. What else do I want to talk about? I don't know. We're just going off tangents at this point. This probably makes no sense. And I don't even know if this is recording. Oh, it is. Hey! This is the most I've ever talked in a long time. like in a consecutive moment. I'm not much of a talker, and I feel like I should probably be someone who talks. Like, I would rather listen to someone than speak. It's not that I hate my voice. I think I sound adorable, but I just don't like talking. I admire anyone who can talk to themselves. Oops, sorry, you fell. I admire anyone who can talk for like long periods of times. And that's who I strive to be. So like, my R's are getting better. Because I took like speech therapy for like 7 years. And I had trouble with THs as well, but I feel like that went away rather quickly. But I don't know, you tell me if I'm slurring, if not. Because talking is something I want to get better at. Because I feel like no one has any idea what I'm saying half of the time. Which is fair, because I'm not thinking intentionally. So when I'm just spreading out words, it could all be mush. Which I guess this could be helpful for. Just getting used to the constantly talking, I'll spit in my mouth. TMI, I'm sorry. I don't know what else to do right now. Let's make the outline. Great. I feel like I had something to talk about, but I literally don't remember what. Oh, what are my other goals? What else do I want to do? What else do I want to improve at? This is my mental checklist, so I can listen to it later, even though I won't listen to it myself. I feel like modeling is like getting over my camera shyness. Going back to hosting events, I feel like there's going to be a lot of cameras, and I'd have to stand in front of them and talk into mics, and I feel like being able to talk and not want to hide under a desk would be helpful. And so for that, I started taking pictures of myself, which is weird because now I'm like 1,000 times more self-conscious of how I look than I already was. But it's fun. I like taking outfit photos even though I wear the same thing. And I like taking pics in my underwear, which is fun. It's liberating. Taking pics of my boobs and my butt, honestly, it's helping me feel a lot more confident in my sexuality than I thought it would. Because I used to take pics because guys asked for them, and I felt like I had to, just so they could like me. And I was like, this sucks and I should stop doing it because it's just making me feel shitty about myself. And then I stopped taking pics for a while, just in general. And then I started taking them like, I want to say in like January of this year, and I was like, this is going to be for me, it's going to be so I can feel better about my body, and I can feel like I can be naked again, and not feel like I'm disgusted in how I look. And so far, it's pretty okay. It's fun thinking of different poses and what makes my body look fire. I feel like doing that professionally would be cool too. Like, if I can just like be in Playboy, I would like literally shit myself. But I don't know. Till then, I'll just take shitty photos on my phone and post them on Reddit and Twitter. So if you want to see that, follow me. Shameless plug. But yeah. Getting uncomfortable and stepping out of my little safe bubble. is the theme of the year. And so far, I feel like it's interesting. Like, it's not bad. Like, I'm glad I'm doing it. But I'm also, I literally hate it at the same time. Because I just feel like it's all gonna blow up in my face one day. But until then, we're gonna enjoy this while we can. I don't know how much I'm gonna talk any further. I don't know if I want to call the whole thing and then call it a day. But we'll just keep going. Fuck it. I have nothing to do today. It's my day off and I'm going to spend it how I please. Literally have no idea what to do. This looks like green. I'll do the inside light and the outside are dark green. There's like this little like green pea situation coming on. I guess it's seaweed since it's like underwater. But it looks like green beans because there's like two little bumps. And I'll do the little ones one color. And I just want. And they just look like green peas, so I'm gonna color them like that. Oh! Ew! I have this song stuck in my head. Not even a whole song, just like a part of a song. It's a band called Planet Booty, and then the song's called I'm Coming. I think it's a song. I could be a fake fan, but anyways. There's a part that goes like, and that's stuck in my head, and that's all I sing. Coming. Come for you. The worst part is that you try to sing the lead and the backup vocals at the same time. So it just comes out super weird. Sing! I also admire anyone who can sing. Because I really want to be... I don't want to be a singer. I just don't want to sound like a dying animal when I try to sing. Is this coming? I don't know if I like this. I don't know if I like how this looks.
Whatever.
Easy come, easy go. Okay, back to SpongeBob. So, I have this coloring book, right? It's SpongeBob themed, and I'm curious to know what's your favorite SpongeBob episode? Because mine, I have a list. I can't pick one particular episode. But, like, my favorite episode. Oh, the first one that comes to mind is the episode where SpongeBob loses his like, name tag. And, like, the whole episode makes me laugh so much. And just how, like, he repeated his morning routine over and over gets me every time. But other than that one, like, the classic band episode and the camping episode are probably always on someone's list. And I'm curious, what's yours? Oh, and the fried cook games where he and SpongeBob and Patrick were, like, beefing it out. Iconic. Because SpongeBob is such a good show. It really made my childhood. And I'm not joking when I said I thought my little... If you asked me who I was in love with when I was like 6, I would... Or like 6 to like 9, I told you. I'd have told you I was gonna marry him. Which, I mean, I now that I think about it, I don't know if it's constitutional to marry a sponge. But he was great, and I loved him, and I supported him, and I liked how happy he was all the time. And I told myself I want to be as happy as SpongeBob one day. But we're not there yet. What else am I going to do? Let's do a little green, so let's do some pinks. Just to balance it all out. To add some color. Because I want this to be as colorful as possible. And we don't use the color palette, we just use every single color that we know. Speaking of bands, I'm seeing my favorite band for the 4th time this Saturday. It's Tuesday today. And this Saturday, I'm going to see my favorite band for the 4th time. And I'm really fucking hyped about it. They're called TWRP, T-W-R-P. And I didn't know I liked them until I realized that this is going to be the 4th time I saw them. And I don't want to sound like a goopy, but I absolutely am. Music has always been something that I never really like talking about. Mostly because I feel like people will judge me on it. Because, like, I have such a weird interest. Like, I really like electric funk. And I want to say synthwave, but I don't know if that's the genre that it's actually called. But that's the music that I'm getting into recently. I really like comedy bands and like nerdcore, like songs about video games and stuff, to no one's surprise. And just like, I feel like everyone's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I'm just like, oh, it's fun. I like songs that are fun and that help me not cry all the time. And pop music overall is probably my favorite. I stand by pop music. But electric funk is really getting to my... It really gets me. Gets me going. This is all over the place, and that's fine. Why have a cohesive thing when you can just ramble about everything? I'm so sorry to anyone who listens to this, if you listen to this. And I think we're gonna go for a little longer, because now I'm just rambling, and I feel like this isn't best option to ramble on because it makes no sense. Oh, what else do I want to do for now? Let's do a cool. Let's add some more purples. My favorite color, purple. It's actually this. I want to say it's a light purple. Maybe like a lavender. Lavender is my favorite color. If you want to be specific. And I'll do these little flowers purple. Because there's a bunch of them. And joke's on you. I'm gonna make this fucking mess. Oh, My legs falling asleep. Which means I gotta end this soon so I can stretch. But if you like this and if you like my voice, please let me know. Because I was very hesitant to start making audio posts. Because I feel like no one wants to hear me talk. But if you do, let me know. And then I'll make more. I'll probably make more anyway, just to help me say I did something. But if you want to, tell me anyway. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things are gonna get better. Ooh. Is there anything else before I call it a thing? Call it a close? Let's do a couple more here. And then I'll finish these little sign things. It's not looking too shabby. Not too shabby. I gave up trying to fill each individual line and now I'm just slopping color all over. Is this drying up? I hope not. It's gonna be bad. Can you hear that? You just aggressively coloring with marker. Then I'm just going to finish this little life preserver. I could have flipped it white, but I don't want to. I want it to match. That, I think, that's good for now. And so if you liked it, let me know, and then I'll finish coloring. And I'll see you later. Bye.